when the body is replicating these perfect cells, and how does it protect you from the, let's say, radiation or GMOs, or, you know, some people talk about the chemtrails?
It absorbs them. It absorbs them.
Is it like using it as like a food?
It's only little man that has an issue or problems with heavy metals and rads of H-197 or cesium or plutonium. You'll be wanting to put that stuff in your lunchbox.
Okay,
but
so
you must be pretty resilient, y'all, drinking poison, breathing poison, eating food with no nutrition, eating and taking and smoking things that you can't imagine, you don't even know what is, and you're still thriving. So apparently you all got a decent handle on this.
Yes. Okay, so it's not required then to follow, let's say, a raw food, plant-based diet, or, you know, some people say that this is one of the ways to help you with ascension.
No. Go put it in your mouth. If it tastes good, swallow it. If you don't, spit it out. We don't care what form it's in. But to say a raw food, that sounds kind of nasty.
Yeah. Okay.
If we said only choose raw sewage, you'd take offense at that. But now if we talk about refined sewage, that's what you find on the organic aisle of your local little stores? Grocery stores. Oh, okay, good.
Okay. So then is it always coming down to the point of that, let's say, is it the way our mind has been trained, is that we just are creating a belief system with ourselves that if we're going to eat this, we're going to get cancer and die? Is that just created by a belief system then?
You've all already got cancer. This is a good question. You're actually kind of moving along here. That's why your doctor, no reference to our Dr. Dean, but that's why your doctor doesn't like to do a full body scan on you, because they always find something. The only thing that you call cancer, that's a cell that now takes a mind of its own and starts replicating itself. But then even then it has a choice of whether to be known as malignant or benign. But every single one of you have these, quote, cancer cells already. See? So now it's about which ones are activated and which ones aren't. Well, you have a system already set up that you also don't have to think about to take care of that. But you separate yourself from your power, and you get in this box and get all bound up. And then all of a sudden, it's like we said, there are many on the planet who are dead just waiting on a disease to claim the body.
Where's mine?
The other one went.
A lack of ease.
Yes.
Oh, you kidding. Sorry.
Okay.
We did that on purpose.
Bob and I were fighting.
Quietly. She said back to Netflix, we're supposed to send it back. Dave said it back a long time ago. Back to you, Bruce. Go on.
That's fine.
So you got the cancer. You got the cancer business. That's all relative.
Yeah.
But now, isn't it interesting that they say that they call them survivors, cancer survivors? They walk for cancer. They collect money for cancer. Don't you think cancer has enough finances and resources on its own?
I guess it does, yeah.
But they walk. Poor Susan G. Coleman something. She gave her very life so that she could make cancer prosper.
They could prosper.
Yeah, and all they do is they walk for cancer, they raise money for cancer, they have cancer awareness, they have cancer screenings, they have cancer tests, they have cancers, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
It's advertising cancer.